production of seewhatshow.com.
Hi, welcome to See What Show, the movie, TV, and DVD review podcast for regular people. I am Mr. Brown.
And I'm Steve.
And I'm Tammy.
Yes, Movie Mama is still out sick.
But she's actually resting at home, so yeah.
She's getting well, huh? Yeah. Great. Today we'll be reviewing Ocean's 13.
And we'll also be reviewing Zodiac.
And we got a DVD for you called Hollywoodland.
Got Ben Affleck.
Who?
Ben Affleck.
Who?
The afflicted one.
But first, what's showing this week?
What's showing this week?
Oh, on cue, man.
On cue.
On cue.
Still making a point to be number 3 on the cinemas. It's Shrek 3.
Oh, that one. Oh, the last of the trilogies. Is it? No, it's not the last. It was the second last. Ocean's 13 was the last.
Never mind. Shrek 3 is still in cinemas. Go and catch it if you haven't.
It's funny, right? Funny. Everyone keeps telling me it's funny, but it's just predictable, right?
No, Mr. Tan just told me there were some parts, haha, funny. Then there were some parts, I don't know why people laugh.
Oh, he watched it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Must have brought the kids.
I guess so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also in the cinema?
Also in cinemas is Black Snake Moan.
Samuel Jackson.
And Christina Ricci.
I know a good friend of ours is going to be dying to watch this movie.
She's a nymphomaniac in the movie. And I think Samuel Jackson is some guy who is trying to cure her by chaining her up in a house or something like that.
If I'm not wrong, there's Justin Timberlake in there somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, no.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
A Paramount Vantage film, which means it's kind of like indie kind of feel. Very gritty, gritty kind. If you're in the mood for that kind of stuff, I think check it out. I think people are just going to watch Christina Ricci look hot.
I don't know. I just miss Wednesday Addams, man.
My wife said,
Speaking of looking hot.
Jessica Alba and Friends 2.
Otherwise known as Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it no matter what.
I'm not going to watch it. Collectors are freaking cloud.
Give it up. Come on. Submit.
Fanboys, you guys are going to hate it, I tell you.
Submit to the Fantastic Four franchise.
Hey, I remember watching the cartoon as a kid. I don't think this is going to be much worse.
I only submit to Jessica Alba.
I just watched Jessica Alba and Friends Part 1. Fantastic Four Extended Edition.
You mean more of Jessica Alba?
A little bit. It's about 20 minutes extra footage thrown back in. The stuff they cut out. They cut out the stuff so that it wouldn't be too close to Invincible, the cartoon from Pixar.
Right.
So this time around, they put it back in and it actually flows better. Fantastic Four Extended Edition. Yeah, but you haven't watched it and you would never will, right?
Nope.
Loser.
No way.
She's still hot in that. So these are the three movies showing this week. Let's go into reviews.
See what show? Review time.
Ocean's 13. The third movie of the Ocean's 11 franchise. So like, when they reach 20, how?
George Clooney will be really old.
Ocean's 20. It'd be like this ensemble cast, then people will just come in for 2 seconds and go off, eh?
Oh, look, he's actually sitting in a wheelchair now.
Danny Ocean mobilizes his whole gang to help Ruben Tishkov, the rich hotel guy from the original Ocean's 11, who got double-crossed by Al Pacino's character, Willie Banks.
What a name.
That's the premise. And Banks made Ruben sell his prime land to his company with a promise that he will become a partner in the new casino hotel to be built on this new land, but he leaves Ruben with nothing.
Great views up here. Where's the partner's desk going to be?
Oh, no partner's desk. One chairman's desk. One.
Everybody said that you would try to screw me.
Yeah.
That you'd done it to every one of your partners. But I defended you. I said, nah.
You're dead weight. You think I'm going to carry you and pay you at the same time?
This is my land.
Was your land. You signed it over to the corporation.
For 50% interest.
Which I am going to ask you to sign over to me for a small cash payment.
I'm not signing that. Yeah. Get out of here. I'm not signing that. What are you going to do? Throw me off the roof?
No, I don't want to.
Then he scammed.
Yeah, I got scammed. And then Ruben couldn't take the tsuji, you know, then go to the hospital.
Simiti.
Ooh. He couldn't take the shock and he had to be hospitalized. So the guys get together to bankrupt Banks' new casino in one night. That was the task.
That must have been a mouthful to say, bankrupt Banks.
New casino, yeah. Banks casino.
Actually, there's been worse mouthfuls, but
yeah,
never mind.
But this time around, they have to sabo all the jackpot machines, the blackjack tables,
the roulette tables,
and even they have to mess with all the dice used in the casino.
Yeah.
Quite a challenge.
That's funny.
Yeah, and they had to make sure the hotel did not win the 5 Diamond Award that all the Banks hotel chain always wins.
The man has no taste.
And yet every time he opens a hotel, he wins a Royal Review Board, Five Diamond Award. I want you to steal the diamonds.
What is a Five Diamond Award?
It's like a star thing.
So every certified.
Certified, five star, you know, it's like five diamond. And there's two very nice subplots surrounding that. One with regards to the guy who comes to review the hotel, and the other one about the diamonds that he always buys his wife. Every time he wins a Five Diamond Award for his hotel, he would buy five diamonds. So he has this place with all the diamonds, and of course these guys have to steal it as well, which is impossible as usual. To make things more complicated, Pacino's bank's casino has a state-of-the-art unhackable computer.
Yeah, right.
Which can detect if you are cheating. They can tell from your facial expression, body temperature, heartbeat. So they have to find a way, the guys have to find a way to disrupt this supercomputer to carry out their master plan of bankrupting the whole casino in one night.
They should use Nicolas Cage.
They can use his bald head to reflect.
No, he just get distracted by the hair.
Yeah, then the computer would just break down.
Hey, it worked for National Treasure.
I have to say, storyline aside, it was way more enjoyable than second Oceans, mm-hmm. Oceans 12. The first one will always be the best, I thought. You know, it's executed well, it was slick, it was fun, it was fresh. 12 was disappointing. 13, I was a bit worried, but I wasn't disappointed when I went there. Pacing was good. Acting was okay, competent. Coherent storyline, which is very important. I think 12 didn't have that. And it wasn't too long. My butt didn't get painful. It was like about 2 hours. You know, if you don't count the credits, about less than 2 hours. And the entire third installment is also funnier. I actually had more laugh out loud moments than the other two movies. And it's interesting, it's actually funnier. And they were, I think, taking themselves a lot less seriously this time, it seems. Like they're more comfortable in their roles. And they were actually having fun.
Yeah, I think that's in general with all the part threes we've seen recently.
Yeah, Pirates was like that.
Shrek 3 was like that.
Spidey, okay, not so successfully like that. But the comfort level you can see, everyone's very comfortable with each other and, you know, just having a wink-wink fun.
But isn't that, I don't know, I found that it was less edgy because there was less, it seemed like there was less effort almost.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, less attitude. One had a lot of attitude. Mm-hmm. Two was all over the place. But 13 had a kind of easygoing kind of, you know,
man, you want to talk about
relaxed pace.
It's the Italian Job. That's the kind of show you should watch.
Oh, edgy, yeah.
Pacino was playing Pacino. So he
El Pacinco.
Yeah, Pacinco. He was cool to watch, but it was nothing new.
The last time I looked, and I look every morning, it was my name listed as owner on more valuable property in this state than anyone else in history.
Which means you got a lot more to lose.
Well, I don't lose. People who bet on me to lose, and they lose big.
You know what I'm saying? Actually, the funniest character and the one I enjoyed the most was actually not one of the 13. He was the hotel reviewer guy, the Five Diamond guy.
Oh, the poor
You
dude.
Really feel for him in the movie. All the way to the end. You really do. And he's instrumental in the entire movie. And my only complaint was that the heist, I felt too smooth. They had their share of hiccups and challenges, but I think not enough curveballs. You know, not enough spanners in the works.
It wasn't as smart. You know, the first one it was, but this is the thing that happened. But here you have your solution. This one is like... Yeah.
My wife said, so easy, yeah. You know what I mean? That's exactly her complaint. Like, things were a bit too smooth.
Major heist. Expert already.
This kind of movie is fun to watch precisely because there's an impossible task. And through cleverness, twist turns, they prevail. And then occasional road bump or spanner in the works, then victory. But if you don't have enough of the road bumps, it's not fun enough. Because you know that the ending is going to be a victory. These are predictable stuff. So the fun lies in the hiccups, really. And I think they were not enough. I enjoyed it a lot still. It was not brilliant, but it was enjoyable. Popcorn movie, and I think the lack of hype helped it a lot. I think all the hype kind of went to Pirates and Spider-Man. So when I went into Ocean's 13, it was sort of low-key, and we walked out enjoying it. You watched a more serious movie, Tammy?
Yes, I watched The Zodiac.
Also longer. 3 hours long.
A lot longer. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Zodiac case is something that happened in 1969. Serial killer wrote letters to the press, a little bit like Jack the Ripper, and never was caught.
Dear editor, this is the murderer of the two teenagers last Christmas at Lake Herman and the girl on the 4th of July.
I want you to print this cipher on the front page of your paper.
He wants his code in the afternoon edition.
Another letter. School children make nice targets?
Basically, that's it. You can research. There's a whole bunch of stuff online. And the movie tells the story of this guy called Robert Graysmith, who was working for the paper when the case came out. And he spent the next 30 years or so trying to track down the identity of the Zodiac and wrote a book about it. Still never found out. People were actually laughing in the movie.
I thought it was a serious movie.
Yeah, that's the point. It went from 1969 and 1972, and everybody was so on the edge of their seats. Is the killer going to be caught? Is there going to be some close call? And then 1983, 1984, 1986, 1987.
I think it's one of those movies you go in, if you expect a guy to be caught, it's not it, right?
It's not even
it's
that.
It's about finding the killer but not finding him.
No, it's about this guy who is trying to write a book about finding the killer.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's so roundabout, there is no
focus.
For 3 hours. They did 30 years and it felt like it. Really, I mean...
I'm sorry for you.
I'm sorry.
I had a lot more fun reading the case online. Although, I really do need to especially mention Robert Downey Jr.
I like Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, I like him too. He plays this crime reporter who was assigned to the case. Reporting the case at the time. And he ends up being, well, a druggie. Which is what Robert Downey Jr. plays best.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
yeah.
Because
him playing himself again.
And also Mark Ruffalo, who plays Inspector David Toschke, or if you say it in the New York way, Inspector David Toschke.
Toschke and Hutch.
Don't even go there, man.
Who is this? Sorry.
No, but he actually does. He came in snappy and he came in well.
Really?
He was very likable.
Lighting's the same over here, so maybe I see someone walking the dog.
You don't want any witnesses, so you tell him to go down a block. Pulls over.
Away from the put it in park, because I'm smart and I don't want him hitting the accelerator when I shoot him. Yeah?
He stops, puts it in park, boom.
I shoot him on the right side, he slumps right.
And he sort of aged well in the movie as well. You know, he sort of accepted that it was important to him, but he couldn't catch the guy. And within all these years, so many other people have died, and I have to do my duty as a police officer. And I actually liked him a lot better than anybody else. Yeah, and if you don't know who Mark Ruffalo is, the last movie you saw him
rom-com in... Rom-com hero, man, I tell you.
Precisely. The last movie I saw him in was the Reese Witherspoon.
The dead woman comes back to life.
Which one was that?
The coma one. It's called... slipped my mind. Just Like Heaven.
Man. That's even... Like, now you tell me I'm like even more obscure already. Like, huh?
He's the rom-com guy.
It's just rom-com. Okay. And when I researched him online, because I was like, oh, this dude is awesome. And I was like, oh, no, that's what he came from?
Oh, dear.
But if anything, read the case online. I think you'll have a much better time.
3 hours, and other people say it was good, but you didn't enjoy it. 4 stars. I keep seeing 4 stars everywhere. It's like very artistic. No.
Well, okay, the cinematography wasn't bad. Right, there was feel to it. The brutality of the murders, I don't really think so. There wasn't even a psychotic sort of joy to it. You know, it was just, oh, okay, I shall stab you now. Stab, 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 stab.
Okay, and, mostly drama, is it?
Not even that. I don't think they were acting enough to be drama. It was just relating the facts.
Okay.
Honestly, 30 years worth of facts.
Lucky you watched it, not me.
Yeah, I'm not free that night, so.
Yeah, lol.
So, if you're a crazy fan, don't watch it. If you're not a crazy fan and you want a Hollywood flick, don't watch it. But if you want to find out, like, oh yeah, let's see how else the facts can be told, hey, why not? Give it a shot.
On a cheerier note, Steve watched Hollywoodland, a DVD that we got recently.
Yep. Okay.
What's that about?
It's not often you get Academy Award winners Adrian Brody. Ben Affleck. He actually won an award.
Ben Affleck.
Hollywood Lao Chiu Diane Lane. And one of my favorite actors, Bob Hoskins, in the same movie. The movie is about the glamour of Tinseltown and how the original Superman of the 50s, George Reeves. Yeah, I know, same surname as Chris Reeves. Also Superman.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Actually, you know what I heard? that a lot of Chris' performances were based on George's.
Oh, yeah. He copy, yeah.
No, not copy. Homage.
Homage, homage.
They call it tribute. Homage.
Homage. Dude. He homage him.
Oh, anyway, much of the movie is a film noir slash detective drama slash pseudo love story revolving around the death of George, who actually he committed suicide. Also, that's what the story tells us.
Mm.
The fiancé said he was depressed. Also predicted he would do it. He went upstairs. She told her pals he was going to shoot himself.
So why didn't she stop?
Maybe she believed what she saw on TV. Faster than a speeding bullet.
A lot of controversy surrounds the case, even though the cops have pretty much ruled it as open and shut case, suicide. We're done. Let's close this. Everyone seems content with the decision, all except one person.
Ben Affleck.
Wrong.
Ben?
Superman's mother.
Sorry. So George Reeves' mother.
Yes, Helen.
Helen.
Oh, for a moment I thought like the Clark Kent's mother, the actress who played her or something.
The mother, not the actor. Not the Clark Kent mother, not Mrs. Kent. Mrs. Reeves.
Mrs. Reeves.
Okay, got it.
She hires Louis Simo. I can't remember his name now.
What do you think about Superman offing himself and cutting his beloved fiance out of the picture? Leaving the green Eddie Mannix his wife. Huh? Like she needs the dough. Hell hath no fury, huh? I mean, people get killed for less than that.
You saying George Reeves was murdered?
It's a heck of a question.
What's your name?
Louis Simo. S-I-M-O.
Okay.
Played by Adrian Brody to investigate the circumstances surrounding the death of Supes. Yeah. So through the movie, he uncovers a trail that has Supes having a hot and steamy affair with the studio boss's wife.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mrs. Mannix, your husband is the general manager of MGM. He gives the word I'm stuck doing serials for the rest of my life, at best.
He would never do that.
No? Why not?
Because it would hurt me.
Well, lucky you finished the sentence. I thought, the studio boss, I'm like... the boss's wife.
Okay. Guess who plays the studio boss's wife?
Who?
Dan Lin La.
Oh, Lao Chiu.
Lao Chiu.
We must explain Lao Chiu.
Ageless beauty.
We must explain to our international listeners.
Old beauty.
Old beauty.
Not old, but it's put nicely. Ageless senior, beauty.
Senior citizen
ageless
beauty.
Ageless like Gong Li.
Lao Chiu.
I think what you guys try to say is that she ages well.
Something like that.
Yeah, but affair because good old Supes was engaged to be married.
Oh. So did he die before he got married or what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Robin Tunney plays the left behind almost widow of George.
Oh.
Mm. Adrian Brody's character delves further into the case and drags out more dirt.
Oh.
And some of it, well, seems to be connected to him. And the further he investigates, the more he realizes that the deeper he goes, the more chance of him getting burned. Okay. You know, you go too deep, then
I see.
Too close for comfort already.
So where does Ben Affleck come in?
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Sadly enough, he plays George Reeves.
Oh no!
You know, I tell you,
I was thinking, where's Ben? I'm like, now you tell me. Oh.
Yeah, I tell you, I compare. Okay?
I'm so sad.
Bob Hoskins.
Uh-huh.
Now this dude, okay, he plays the head of MGM Studios. I tell you, he's super slick in this movie. Okay, I love his portrayal of the studio boss, and he pulls it off with such panache and such class. You can't help but love him, even though you kind of hate him too, lah. Adrian Brody has seen better days and a better script as well.
Hoskins is the guy in the Rabbit cartoon, right?
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah,
Roger
Rabbit. Okay.
That was him.
He was
a detective.
Shmee. From Hook.
Okay, I remember. Now
it clicked. Okay.
Now it clicked, right? And a lot of other movies as well. But Adrian Brody definitely seen better days. But he does enough to warrant an okay outing in this movie. But his nose gets in the way.
Like Matt Damon's nose in Ocean's 13.
That's funny. I didn't understand it until the end.
The nose, yeah.
Even Diane Lane.
Uh-huh.
She's pretty much the major eye candy in this movie.
Right.
But it's nothing like her roles in like Glass House or Unfaithful.
Okay.
Okay. So what the heck is Ben doing in this movie?
Yeah. If he died already then.
You know Superman got big chin, right? Nice strong jaw. Ben Affleck is doing a bad imitation of it.
All right, Mr. Prince. I got your message. What is it you want?
Not what I want, Superman. It's what you want.
Listen, I'm not in the mood for games.
But I promise you this. If anything happens to Lois or to Jimmy...
He doesn't have a strong jaw. He just has a big jaw.
Yeah, it's a bad imitation of it.
Oh.
Never listen properly.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, like, is this movie, like, the... What's that one with Kim Basinger? The film noir, that one?
LA Confidential.
LA Confidential. Is it something like that? The noir style.
I didn't watch LA Confidential.
Well, like, losers. Yeah. That was a great movie. Okay,
slow black and white sort of.
That was a great movie. You gotta watch LA Confidential. What the
hell? Yeah, but we're not talking about LA Confidential. Okay, Hollywood Land. This DVD.
Okay, you watch it later. You must tell me. Tell me about LA Confidential. But okay.
Anyway, the DVD I had came in many language options.
Then,
but sadly, the English language setting didn't work on my DVD player.
What type of monkey brand DVD player are you using?
I tried on my laptop. I tried on my DVD player. What's that funny Japanese brand?
Akira.
Yes, Akira.
Okay.
Oh man, I have that too.
Yeah. And then?
I had to watch the movie in French with English subtitles.
What the heck?
Well, at least now it suddenly becomes an art film.
Art film. Film noir.
Film noir. That's really why I call it film French. Noir, man.
Ooh, Ben Affleck speaks French so well, one.
Yeah, at the end of the day, tell you, don't bother buying the movie. It looked nice, I tell you. The cover, wow, sweet, sweet. Got, you know, got Adrian, got Diane.
Yeah, it looked promising.
Also got Ben, but yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't like it. It just wasn't filmed like a film noir. It looked like a film noir because of the setting and the period and everything. But it didn't have that kind of dark setting where your hero, Adrian Brody, gets his comeuppance at the end.
I think you just biased. Because you watched the whole damn thing in French with English subtitles.
Possibly.
That's why it's biased.
Yeah, but also a good thing, I didn't get to hear Ben's voice.
Oh, that's true.
But I still got to see his chin.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I can rent or not, this thing?
I can rent. Or rent. Better still, borrow from someone who has it.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't buy.
All right. Poor thing.
I think Hollywood, old style Hollywood film should always be done in noir. Like the styling, it should be that kind of feel. If not, it's all wasted.
Yeah. Looks like I'm the only one today who enjoyed his movie. Ocean's 13.
I just got distracted by the French speaking.
Must be. That's our show for today. Thanks for joining us.
Au revoir.
See what show. Au revoir. I mean, subtitle. Bye bye.
A production of C. What? Show.com.